and that is the best. We don't want you. No music. We don't have music today. Hooly dooly, jippadooty. How are we all? Hi, everybody. I'm Meredith. Today we'll be talking to you about all your sins. Just kidding. That's what Satan does. What does Jesus do? He remembers them no more. I'm going to tell these kids I'm recording. Jesus Christ. We are. I've got my program here that I prepared earlier for you. Hey. Hey, hey. Hey, hey, it's Saturday. We have a show called that. That's not Saturday, it's Sunday. And this is the Healing Meal. Welcome, welcome. Welcome to church, everybody. Just leave your sins at the door and come on in. Oh, Holy Spirit. Well, religion just sort of covers it up, eh? You don't know what religion does? It does. It, you know, Satan is the author of religion on the earth. It's the natural representation of God, right? Now, Satan was the cherub. That he is a cherub. He's a being, a created being, who was the worship leader of the entire universe. He led the universe in worship. So he knows how to get you to worship, and he knows what to get you to worship, and he knows how to do that. That's what he does. It's his gift. You know when you're good at something? When you're good at something, it's not hard to get it done. You know how to do it. You know, it's your gift. It comes naturally to you. You just do it, and you're good at it. And that's how it was for Satan. He knows how to get you to worship. He knows what to get you to worship. He was the covering angel. And he was beautiful, that says. That he was beautiful and he was perfect. That says he was perfect and he was full of wisdom. And he fell. And it says he was perfect and he was full of wisdom. Right? He was already perfected and he was full of wisdom. How do we get perfected? By marrying God. The bride is perfect in the eyes of God. The bride. Now we have all these children of God. And we're down here in the natural. We have flesh. We have a body. We have flesh. And, you know, it's prone to well, different type, you know, what we come out of before we become the bride of Christ, before we come into salvation, we're under the reign of Satan in his domain of sin. And he does that. He knows how to keep you in locked in that realm, the natural realm. He wants you locked in the natural realm, worshipping in the natural. He doesn't want you to worship in spirit and truth, so he will try to keep you out of spirit and truth and keep you locked in the natural realm. He will give you everything you want in the natural realm. He knows how to fulfill your senses in the natural realm. He knows how to lead you. He led worship. He was a leader, a worship leader. What do the worship leaders lead you into? Into the presence of God. Well, he leads you into the presence of him. Into the presence of any of whatever it is he's going to lead you in worship. Whatever you want to worship, he'll lead you in that. He knows how to do that. And it says he was full of wisdom and he was beautiful. Right? Perfect. He was perfect. And he's like you can liken him to the older prodigal son, because he was full of pride. He was perfect, full of wisdom. He had everything. He was the worship leader. He was the covering angel. He had everything. He had everything. He had God. He had everything. But God loved the children. He loved the children. God loves the children. You're his child. He loves the children. And he looks down from his majesty throne in heaven, where it is pure illuminated light. Pure purity. It is pure. There is no sin in heaven. There is no darkness in heaven. There's no dirt. There's nothing except pure, beautiful light. And that is all he sees. He doesn't see darkness because there's none there. He can't see it because there's none. It's not non-existent. But when he looks down at humanity, he sees Jesus. When he looks at humanity, he sees Jesus in those children and what they could be, what they're going to be, their destiny. He sees their destiny. He doesn't see what they're in now. He doesn't see where they are at now. He sees what they need to get them to where they've got to go. Firstly, you need Jesus and the Holy Spirit, right? And you need all the stuff in your life that's hurting you taken out. Everything that Satan has sown into your life, God will just remove it so you can be free and you can feel his light moving through your entire body, through your every gate, so you can be in relation with God and have the full presence of God continuously through your body. So nothing hinders the presence of God, because that's what everybody wants. Everybody wants God. Everybody wants God. We're just searching for God. You might think you're searching for whatever you're searching for over here, money, lust, sex, boys, whatever, drugs, rock and roll, whatever you think you're looking for, knowledge, whatever you think you're looking for, at the end of the day, what it is that you actually want is God, because he is the one that you're after. Just a lot of people don't know it, but he knows it. And he sees that. And he sees the children into all different types of stuff down here. You know, just under the power of Satan, because they haven't come into the power of God. And they don't even know it's available, because church doesn't look like it has it. I mean, on every corner, you see the Roman Catholic churches on every corner. There is no presence of God. There's no power that sets anybody free. It's just religion. Okay? It's got all the appearances of looking like we're doing something for God, or like we believe in God, but there's no transformation. So it's powerless. Therefore, Satan continues to have the power over those people. And they declare Jesus as their Lord. They say he's my Lord, but they're still struggling with all this sin inside of them. So there's no power to deliver them, because Satan blocks it. And here they're still under that reign, under that power. Why? Because they won't let go of their religious pride. They won't let go of their religion. They won't lose control. And they won't give it up. They want to look like they're good on the outside, but inside, God can see, and Satan certainly knows what's on the inside of you because he's led you to it and led you through it, right? And then when you come to God and you're led by God, he will lead you out of it. And how do we get led out of stuff? How do we overcome? How do we set other people free? By going through what everything we've been through, and when we get led out of it, we recognize what it is that we've been in. And then he will, you get the power to overcome that. You overcome it how? By the blood of the Lamb and the testimony, your testimony. It's his blood. It does something. It washes you clean. It removes the power of Satan and gives you the power of God. And it washes your conscience clean. So God sees humanity in the dirt, messed up, in all over the place. And his love for humanity. I mean, he says God so loved the world, he sent his only begotten son. Right? In hope that they'll be saved and that nobody would perish. This is what God wants. That's how much he loved humanity. He gave his only son. He had a son and he gave him to us so we could be set free from the power of death. That's the whole point. To set free from, we shouldn't be dying. We shouldn't be full of disease. We shouldn't be full of sin and all these problems. We should be free. But we had no way out. And he sent his son and he gave us his son. And that's how much he loved us. He gave us his son. That's how much he loves us. And he sees humanity in the dirt. Before he gave us his son, he loved us. From the foundations of the world, he chose us to be the bride. And he loved us. And Satan was like, how could you possibly love them? Look at them. Yuck. Thing, our wives are just like, whoa, man, coming out of the pig pen and into a palace. And Satan's like, how can you do that? I mean, they don't even look nice. Look how beautiful I am, full of light, full of wisdom, right? And Satan hated that. He hates that God doesn't see that dirt and that mess, that he sees straight past it, and he sees the love. He loves you for what's in you. And Satan hates that. And that's like that older prodigal. The whole older prodigal is exactly the same. Like, oh, I mean, look at you. Look at all that stuff that you do wrong. Look at all that. Look at all that. And how can you possibly be something? Right? Pride. Satan fell because of pride. And Satan just wants to keep humanity locked in this natural realm, locked over here with religion. Religion that has no power, religion that doesn't set anybody free. He wants to keep you locked in all of the things that you worship, whatever those things that you worship are. Sex, money, drugs, alcohol, pretty much all food. I mean, it's nothing new under the sun. It's all the same stuff that humanity have dealt with. So Satan knows how to do it. I mean, the generations die off. The next ones come up. Nothing new under the sun. Satan's been doing this for a very long time. The only problem is you haven't. And so he leads you. All those years, he's led you into all those things. You know, deceived the world. Deceived the masses, blinded them, all right? The God of this age had blinded them. The God of that age had blinded them. But now we're in the kingdom age where you're illuminated, your eyes have been illuminated, and you see that age of sin, that age of darkness, and now you're in the light. And now you just go, oh, wow, thank you, God, I'm free. And I've been washed clean, and I'm in victory, and I'm in glory now, and I just celebrate the blood, I just celebrate the cross, I celebrate my freedom. And I don't go back into religion of what I can and can't do. You know, that's the tree of good, of knowledge of good and evil. You know, what I can and can't do. Well, I can't eat meat because I'm trying to be more spiritual. Well, I can't use crystals because then I'd be too this. Or, you know, all those do's and don'ts, the cans and cannots. Whatever it is, it's your heart condition, because it's according to what your heart condition is. It would be in proportion to what you think you can and can't do in order to be spiritual, right? So it's that tree of knowledge of good and evil, where you think maybe I can or can't do this, or if I don't do this, then I can't, you know, and you're trying to live by the law. You're trying to follow an order of steps in order to attain spirituality. You know, trying to align my chakras. I tried to align my chakras for years. It didn't align anything. It just made me crazy in the head because I couldn't get in. I was trying to get in. I was trying to get to this holy grail. I searched for the holy grail. I was looking for the ecstasy. I wanted the ecstasy. I wanted the high. The revelation of the high. The highness of God. The high. He's the purity of God. It's the absolute ecstasy of God. The joy. The fulfillment. It's salvation. That's what it is. But religion doesn't give you salvation. There's doctrines of demons out there that give you religion. And there's a plenty of religions that say Jesus. But none of them gave me even a glimpse of the ecstasy that I get now with the fulfillment of Christ inside of me, the hope of glory, which is the presence of God continuously flowing through my inner being, through my body. Not by learning anything, not by taking any steps. The only step that I had to take was Jesus coming to my heart. And then I drink and eat from that marriage supper. It's the bride of Christ. I'm his wife. I married Jesus literally in the spirit. And two became one. And I became one with Jesus. You become one with Jesus. You're the body of Christ. You're the spirit. You're the spirit of God marries you. Jesus marries you. And you're his bride. And then he changes you, transforms you. He's like a real husband, but a good one. Not a natural one who will always let you down because he's human. This is fully God, fully man. Homoousios, the one God, one substance. God, fully man, Jesus Christ. The divinity of God coming forth now through our bodies as the bride of Christ. The divinity of God. He shared, he gave us his divinity. Now we have the divinity of God through us because of Jesus. And it brings us into the Trinity, the Father God, Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ, the Son. And now we partake in the substance of God. We're married as the bride. And the bride has no other lovers. You have no other lovers as a wife. You don't go off with your eyes lusting after this or wanting that. Or you don't get into any debates or religious debates trying to, you know, prove anything. It's just a love affair with Jesus and your relationship with God, nobody else's. It has to be eyes on Jesus only. When your eyes are on his relationship with other people, you're straight away falling into idolatry. You're straight away falling because you've taken your eyes off the highest prize. He's your reward. And every time you try to look to someone else or look to some other relationship or look how they're living their relationship, you're taking your eyes off what he's trying to do in your life with him and you. Now you can go to different churches and they will not have, everybody will, you know, they've got their own way of doing it. You'll go into different churches on the corners, and I've been into different churches where there is no power, there is no presence, there's no truth. Truth builds you up. It tells you the truth It breaks you, it tears down lies, and it builds you up in love. That's what truth does. It's not hateful. It's not mocking. It's truth. Because it's love, and it's in truth comes in love, and that's what Jesus is. He'll tell you the truth. He'll reveal the deep things of your heart so you can be set free. It's not to hurt you, it's so you can be free. And only, what is it? It says only the Spirit of God can search out the things of, search out the spirit of a person, search out the things of the, search out the spirit or know the thoughts of that person. Only the Spirit of that person knows their thoughts. And the Spirit of God searches out the deep things of God. It goes into your heart and it reveals those things to you so you can be dealt with. So you can be free. It's all about your freedom. He only wants to set you free. Jesus comes. And what happens when you know the truth? The truth, when you hear the truth, it makes you free. So it's not about following any religious tradition. It is not about just going through the motions of tradition or of religion. And it's definitely not about thinking that you're right or that you're good in your own eyes. Because we're not, clearly. Okay? No, everybody's fallen short of the glory of God. Everybody has sinned and come out of filth. No matter how good you might look on the outside now, how good your appearance might look, or how hard you work to try to make your appearance look good on the outside, inside, the Spirit of God knows what's in there, and you do too. And to get that out, and the only one that holds you accountable to that is Satan, which is religion. And if that's what you worship, if that's your God, if religion is your God, then you will come under the consequences of that, which is lethal, and it's death. It's death, it's not life. It'll kill you. That's the point of religion. It's death. There's no life in it. It's do's and don'ts, cans and cannots, good and evil. And there's mixture in there and you can't tell. You're just eating it all. And if you've eaten off the table, you can't eat from the table of demons and the table of the Lord. And some people they don't want to wait for the bridegroom to come and marry them and take them to the marriage supper. They kind of just try to go ahead and join anything. They want to get into some sort of clique or, you know, anything, some network to go through the they think that's what they're meant to be doing. They're joining churches out there. They're going and doing their studies. They're doing all the right things. They're serving on the board. They're serving at the doors. They're in their connect groups. They're reading their Bibles. They're doing Bible studies. They're even prophesying. They're even on the streets praying for the sick. But they haven't married Jesus in their heart. They haven't married the bridegroom. And they haven't gone into the marriage supper of the Lamb. So there's still a famine in the land. They're still starving. They're still searching. They want more and more and more and more. They don't know where to get their food. They're not being fed. Because it comes from an internal supply of food. Fresh bread comes from heaven. It's a connection with the Father. It's Jesus married inside to the bride of Christ. To you, the bride. The real church has married her bridegroom. It's a marriage. A proper marriage. And he'll take you into the chambers of your heart. And he'll clean out your temple. And he will search out your soul. He will heal your will. He will heal your emotions. He will heal your intellect. He will give you the mind of Christ. And his thoughts will flow through your mind. You will know him as the Lord. You will yada Jesus. You will know him. He says, know me. He says, depart from me, you doers of iniquity and evil workers. I didn't know you. Is what he said is going to happen to people. They're going to say, but Lord, we prophesied in your name. We cast out demons. And he says, no, you depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Workers of iniquity. You're still working in the dirt. Working, working, working. Where you haven't married the bridegroom. You haven't married your bridegroom. No means yada. It means to become one. A literal union in the spirit. And the New Age understand this because they know how this, they've got some spirituality. But a lot of religious Christians, their minds have been darkened. Their minds have been blinded by the God of that age who blinded them to the spirituality that we have in Christ, the freedom in Christ, which is love. Okay. Hooly dooly. What do we got here? Okay. So Satan keeping you in the Satan wants to keep you locked in the natural. Being led by everything in the natural, led by natural light. You need to take authority. You've been given the authority. He says, I've given them all the authority. And now your commands command the natural realm to come into alignment with your spiritual realm. Your spirit is born again. You're a new creation being. New creation, right? You can't put old wine, new wine into old wineskins. You can't put new wine into old wineskins. What does that mean? You can't put new teaching into the old creation, the old man. You need to be born again of the Spirit. And that comes through marrying Jesus. Once you're born again of the Spirit, have a spiritual birth, then you can receive the new teachings of Christ. The new teachings of Christ are the new covenant, the cup of the new covenant. You can receive that wine because you've been born again in your heart and now in your mind gets renewed. Your mind and your heart, it's one, it's aligned. Born again, you can receive the new wine. And now you can learn the things of the spirit, which is the spiritual. He goes, I don't want you to be ignorant of the spiritual, it says in Corinthians. Paul's talking to the church. He says, listen, I don't want you guys to be ignorant of the, and it says in the most translations, it says spiritual gifts. I don't want you to be ignorant of the spiritual gifts. But in that the word gifts was added later. It's not in the Greek. It's, I don't want you to be ignorant of the spiritual, which is like, I don't want you to be ignorant of the spiritual realm. Be aware that there is a spiritual realm at work here and you're in it. And there are others in it and there's darkness in it. This spiritual realm is where the spiritual wickedness lives, in the unseen realm. Now, without eyes that see that have been illuminated through the new birth, through Jesus Christ's teachings that illuminate the eyes, and give you a new heart and a new spirit, so now that you can walk in the spirit and you can understand the things of the spirit realm, the spiritual. And you can learn to war like the war, the Shulamite warrior, the bride of Christ, the warring bride. If you're not warring, then you're no problem to Satan. You're still locked in the natural realm. If you are not warring in the spiritual realm, you are still locked in the natural realm. And you have no clue about the spiritual. You're in ignorance. And it's probably because you've been eating in the natural realm and being fed from the table of demons. The truth hasn't built you up. The truth should be building you up and teaching you the things in the way of the Spirit and the way of the Lord. I mean, Paul was always talking about the spiritual. He didn't have to talk about the natural because he was born again. It was just spirit. It's a spiritual walk. Okay, so we command the natural. We tell the natural what to do because we're spirit. We come from above. We don't come from below. We're the head and we're not the tail. Okay? We're the head and not the tail. We come from above and not below. We're seated in Christ in heavenly places. You need to get a vision for it. You're in heavenly places. You're seated with Christ inside of Him. Him inside of you. You're in Christ. You're in Him. It says we're seated in Christ, in heavenly places, and we're at the right hand of God. And we have been given all power and authority just because we have received Jesus as our Lord and Savior. So we get all the authority that Jesus has, that God gave him, which is all authority over all power of death. So now we use that, we bring that into the natural realm, and we command our natural realm to look like heaven. And we bring heaven to earth. And we speak to the natural realm. We're not led by the things of the natural, we're led by the things of the spirit. We're led by the light of the spirit, by Jesus Christ inside of us, illuminating our mind and our conscience with the revelation of Jesus, with the revelation of the spiritual. And as we grow and as we mature by our eating and drinking at the right table, we grow in strength, in wisdom, in stature, in power. We grow in those things. We grow into our identity. We can't learn. Satan will teach you about anything you want to be taught, and he will give you all the information. He's got it. He knows it. He can lead. He knows if that's what you want, he'll lead you into it. He'll lead you into the knowledge that you're after. He has no problem with giving that to you because he knows it's ineffective if you don't have it from the spiritual realm. It needs to come from within, and the spirit will bring it to illuminate it and bring you the revelation of it. And the spirit will lead you now. The spirit is your leader. Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, the light. He is the light of all men, it says, right? He's the light of all men, and he illuminates our eyes so we can see the things of the Spirit and we can hear the Spirit. And we get our knowledge from within, and we be led by that. We don't go out here trying to work it out and search it out. We're led from the internal working of the Spirit. And whatever knowledge he gives us and then leads us to study and learn, we do that from inside. It's never an outside job. It's an inside job, and it comes from, and then it goes on the outside. But we command our day. We program our day, our natural day. We program it to be in alignment with the spiritual realm, our spirit, our star that's seated up in heaven with God. And we speak to the elements, and we command them to come into submission to the Spirit of God, under our authority. I mean, if we're in a spiritual realm and there's powers of evil and wickedness that are seated in heavenly places and they're seated on high and they are trying to command our lives, this is the war, guys. This is what we're fighting against. They're giving you all the knowledge. Don't do this, right? If you want to get more spiritual, drink some white light. If you want to get more spiritual, use this. Do this. If you want to get more access into the spiritual realm, do. And don't. And your head's full of all this knowledge, but there's still no transformation inside. You still haven't been made free. Because he's trying to keep you so busy over here rather than just surrender and allow the Holy Spirit to reveal to you. It's a breaking of your will. Once you submit your will to Jesus and say, do with me as anything you want to do with my life, God, he will break you. And he will crush you, and he will tear down every stronghold that's ever had anything against your life that's tried to keep you from coming into the glory of God and surrendering your complete life to him. So he can fill you completely with the new wine and fill you completely with the new teaching, completely fill you. And he doesn't do it all at once because it would kill you. So it's a process. It's a transformation that we grow in, and we learn to walk in what he gives us each time. He gives us revelation. He fills us with the new wine, with his spirit, and he leads us. And we just accept that and surrender.